I know you've heard this, but all we can do is say you did a fantastic job yesterday. It's not a easy thing to navigate and negotiate and just to delineate also what's real and what you can go with and what you can't. But we obviously have great admiration for your work. I know it wasn't an easy day to do what you do yesterday.
No, it was a difficult day for everybody involved in covering that story. And there was, you know, in our case, it was great teamwork. But, you know, a lot of media organizations, look how the Globe did with a reporter caught right in the middle of all that and the pictures that Josh Wingrove managed to get of all this happening. Difficult day and an incredible story.
I'm younger, but I'm no stranger to terrorism, but I'm young for all that was happening with Quebec nationalism. I wonder if you could speak to that a little bit. Do we as a collective country, Peter, feel differently about that now? Did yesterday hit even closer to home than everything that happened with the FLQ in the 60s? Everything, it was a fearful place to be in Quebec for the late 60s. You didn't know what was coming and when it was coming, and we had that sense yesterday in Ottawa.
Well, we did have that sense yesterday. I mean, the War Measures Act and what we saw unfold on the streets of Quebec City and Montreal and Ottawa at that time was unlike anything this country had seen before. Incidents have happened since 1970, but nothing like what we witnessed yesterday. I mean, you think about what happened here. We had, you know, an attack on kind of the soul of our remembrance, right, of the National War Memorial, with that young corporal who was gunned down, standing, you know, remembering and in honor of Canada's war dead. And then right in the heart of our democracy on Parliament Hill, you'd have another, you know, lengthy gun battle right in the corridors along the Hall of Honor, right outside the Parliamentary Library. I mean, it's staggering when you consider what happened and where it happened. And I think that, you know, we wake up today a different country than we woke up yesterday. You know, we're still free and an open society and a democratic country. And yet what we saw happen yesterday it will change a lot of people forever.
CBC's Peter Mansbridge joins us. Brandon Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. There's a lot of information that gets thrown out there yesterday, right in the middle of it, in the hysteria, and it's easy to be irresponsible with things. And we look at you, and I was watching CBC yesterday, and you are one of those voices of calm. How do you delineate at the time, you know, to not overreact to things and make sure that the country is getting the proper info?
Well, you keep in mind and you share with your audience that on days like that, a lot of information is going to come your way and not all of it's going to be right. And you try to, you know, handle it very carefully. You know, nobody really remembers who was first on these things, but everybody remembers who was wrong. And, you know, that's kind of the guide to us. We all make mistakes on days like that. An understanding audience will appreciate that you're trying to take them along the path of a story that's going to be constantly changing. And, you know, there were all kinds of rumors coming out on this story during the major hours of the event. Some of them turned out to be true, some of them turned out not to be, but they were coming at times from, you know, what we consider official sources, you know, officers on the beat, on the street, trying to deal with the situation. So, you know, you just have to assume that your audience understands that you're in a highly fluid situation and things are going to change, and sometimes that includes what you consider to be the facts. But, you know, we all try to remain as calm as possible at a time like that and walk people through the story as we see it.
Peter Mansbridge, our guest. I don't know how you reacted when you got off air Monday talking about the incident that happened and this awful story with the two Canadian soldiers run down Monday. But we never think there's a next step. We never think there's, you know, pardon the phrase, another shoe to drop. Did you start to think more about that incident, the tragic scope of it, yesterday as this was developing, saying it's the RCMP had investigated this man, they had even tried to arrest him and couldn't find anything that would stick, and then this happens?
Well, you know, what we the more the details became public about what had happened Monday, who the person was, and the fact that they had been monitoring him, as you say, but also that there were at least another 90 people who were similar to that, who they were monitoring. You have to be concerned about what could happen next, and that's, you know, that's no different this morning than it was on, after the events in Quebec. So, you know, the security services are saying, look, we're trying to follow these people, and there are indications today that they're going to have to take a much more aggressive line and given the powers to do that. But, you know, this is a very delicate situation we're in, and the issue of homegrown terror, which we have been following closely at the CBC for the past couple of years, seems to have gone through a transformation in this last little while, where some of these young radicalized men whose goal, whose aim was to get overseas to conduct their activities, now appears to be switching to, they don't have to go overseas.
Well, yeah.
They can do it here. And that's a very ominous turn.
I mean, I just started to think out loud yesterday watching your coverage, saying, well, if we take their passports, then they're here. And that's not ideal for anybody if they're people we should be concerned about. You crystallized it exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dilemma for everybody involved in this story in terms of trying to deal with it, from government to security forces. And, the more you talk to the different people involved, the different opinions you get on how best to try to deal with this. We're in the middle of this now, and how it unfolds is still very much anybody's guess.